Good morning, you're welcome to the Open Heaven Hour. Please stay tuned for our devotion for today. You're welcome to another episode of the Open Heaven Hour. It's another time of the day. It's that time of the day where we get to learn, hear, and share the Word of God. If this is the first time of joining us, I am wondering what you're listening to. It's the Open Heaven Hour, and right here on this show, we get to sit with the Lord to hear Him speak to us every single day. That's why I'm certain that you've been here this morning. Was divinely orchestrated by the Lord. The Lord wants you to be here because He's ready to minister to your souls. And if you've been very frequent on this show, then you know what time it is also. It's time to tell somebody, to tell somebody, to tell every single person that it is time for our devotion. So I want you to grab your mobile devices and share this link. Invite somebody to this platform and let them be partakers of today's show. This segment of our show is brought to you by the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Praise Palace, Northampton, United Kingdom. And on this segment of our show, we make use of our Open Heaven Devotion Manual, written by our Father in the Lord, Pastor Enoch Adejare Adeboye, the General Overseer of the Redeemed Christian Church of God. Today, we'll be looking at a topic that says Constant versus Variables, Part 2. We started this series yesterday and will continue today. Today is the 23rd day in the month of March 2025. It's a beautiful Sunday. I'll be looking at Constant versus Variables Part 2. Our aim for today is taken from M3, Ancient Words. Our Bible in 1 year is taken from 1 Samuel chapter 4 to chapter 7. 1 Samuel from chapter 4 to chapter 7. Our memory verse for today is taken from Isaiah chapter 55 verse 11. Isaiah chapter 55 verse 11, we say, "So shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereto I sent it." Isaiah 55 verse 11, "So shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereto I sent it." Our Bible reading for today is taken from Hebrews chapter 4 from verse 12 to 13. Hebrews chapter 4 from verse 12 to 13. Are you with your Bibles this morning? From verse 12 it reads, "For the word of God is alive and active, sharper than any two-edged sword. It penetrates even to dividing souls and spirits, joints and marrow. It judges the thoughts and attitude of the heart. Nothing in all creation is hidden from God's sight. Everything is uncovered and laid bare before the eyes of Him to whom we must give account." May God bless the reading and the hearing of His word in Jesus' name. Amen. Our manual today reads, "In a world of constantly changing laws and policies, God can be trusted to remain an absolute constant." As I discussed yesterday, in His words, principles and actions are consistent, and they can never change. When politicians campaign for political offices. They make numerous promises, some of which they often fail to fulfill. God is never like that. His promises are constant and his deeds can be absolutely trusted. Many things are constant about God. I will discuss one today, his word, and three more tomorrow. God's word existed before the world began, and it will remain long after the earth passes away, like we see in John 1 verse 1. If he makes you a promise and you play your part as he requires, no matter how long it takes, it will surely fulfill it. One day I was praying and God said, "Son, presidents will come to the camp to worship." At that time it seemed impossible, but Daddy said it, and as far as I was concerned, it was settled already. Therefore, with faith, we built a presidential lodge immediately, and it was the biggest building in the camp, now Redemption City, back then. 3 years passed, and when no president came, some senior pastor said to me, "Daddy, you are a president. Why don't you move into the presidential lodge?" They didn't fully understand why we built the presidential lodge, and they felt I wanted to live in it, in a big house, but didn't know how to tell them. I told them, "No, that's not my house. It's for presidents. They will come, of course. Presidents have come and are still coming." No matter how long it takes, God's word and promises will come to pass. According to today's memory verse, the potency of God's word is constant. No word that comes out of the mouth of God will return to him void. This means that you can claim whatever you see in the scripture and you will receive it if you believe. For example, Deuteronomy chapter 28 verse 13 says that you shall be the head and not the tail. If you believe this, then you will indeed be the head. 1 Peter chapter 2 verse 24 says that you have been healed by his stripes. If you believe this, then sickness has no place in your body. Situations may vary, but God's word is constant. No matter how bad a situation appears to be, God can turn it around for good, because his word is living and powerful, and that will never change. May God bless the reading and the hearing of his word in Jesus' name. Amen. Today's open heaven comes with a key point that says, your situation is a variable, but God's word is constant and his word never fails. God's word never fails. If today's open heaven has been a blessing to you and you also like to be a blessing to somebody today, you can be a blessing by sharing this message. And how can you share? You can share by visiting our website on www.praisepalaceradio.com. Click on the podcast and click on the Open Heaven Hour. You will see all our past and current Open Heaven devotionals. Click on any of the messages you like to listen to, download, or share. The link will pop up on the search engine. Copy the link and share. You can also join us live 7 a.m. GMT on our radio station, still on www.praisepalaceradio.com, and available on our mobile app, which you can download from Play Store and Apple Store. Thanks for staying tuned and thanks for listening to us. Till you hear my voice again and till we gather for another word from the mind of God, do remain blessed. Bye-bye.